Hi, and welcome to Telecom Top 5, a series from ISE. On this series, Joe Gillard from ISE Magazine recaps the week in telecom news, plus new innovations and technology at the cutting edge of the industry, so that you, our listener, are always informed. And now, on to the episode. Welcome to Telecom Top 5. It's Friday, April 19th, and here's the news. This week marked the deadline for large ISPs to comply with the FCC's Consumer Labels campaign, which is modeled after FDA nutrition labels on food. The labels are meant to help consumers better understand their broadband service purchase and must show a list of information about the broadband service. According to the FCC's website, the April deadline does not apply to ISPs with under 100,000 subscribers, who have until October 10th of this year to comply. Pennsylvania has awarded $204 million in funding for broadband projects in the state. The funds will be matched by $200 million from the providers, totaling over $400 million and connecting 40,000 homes and businesses. Verizon and Comcast will be taking the majority of the funding, followed by Windstream, Frontier, Brightspeed, and others. In a report from Synergy Research Group, the number of total hyperscale data centers have surpassed the 1,000 mark this year, and the report tracked the rapid growth in data center capacity. According to the report, hyperscale data center capacity has doubled in the past 4 years, and they expect that growth to double again in the next 4 years. With ACP funding about to run out, Comcast this week launched a service called Now, which offers a month-to-month and prepaid plan for low-income customers to access internet, streaming, and phone service. The plans will be priced between $20 and $45 a month. Verizon announced it will offer customers 6 free months of the Disney bundle, which includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. And while we're on the subject, Verizon will report Q1 earnings on Monday, that's April 22nd, before opening bell, so be sure to check that out and follow our coverage at ISE Magazine. If you have a news tip or any other comments, email me. My address can be found in the episode description. And listeners, be sure to subscribe to ISE Insider, our weekly newsletter. And of course, make sure you get your subscription to ISE Magazine, in print for over 30 years, and complimentary to ICT professionals. Thank you for listening to Telecom Top 5. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app and share our episodes with colleagues that could find the information we share helpful.